Okay, today is the 19th of April, and Maggie's going to read her story about Bijou. Okay. You say the title, Maggie.
The Adventures of Bijou and Penelope. Once upon a time, there lived two cute little guinea pigs. Their names were Bijou and Penelope. Penelope was the big guinea pig, and Bijou was the small.
Smallest.
Their owners were named Alex, Taffy, and Rose. They were very happy together until their owners went to England. They left Bees and Penelope at their friend's house, but their family was bad to them. Their names were Rosa, Leonardo, Sara, and Julia. Julia was the girl being bad to them. So they decided to try and find their owners. "Come, Penelope, it's going to be fun," said Bijou. "There's cats, rats, and all sorts of dangerous animals out there. We just can't go," said Penelope. "We'll find a fence for that we small. They're big. We can easily hide ourselves," said Bijou. "What about rats? said Penelope. "Rats we kill. Okay, but if we die, it's your fault," said Penelope. "Okay," said Bijou. "Let's go," said Penelope. So they went.
Okay, let's go. So they went.
No harm came to them until they got to the airport. The problem was which plane and which seat there was. There was so many people and they didn't know when how they were going to get on the plane. "Let's go walking," said Bijou. No, said Penelope. "Let's try to find them at the airport," said Penelope. "They would have already went," said Bijou. "Well, it's going to be a long journey," said Penelope. They went past fields, lakes, beaches, and still no sign of England. "Oh, we are going to England. They met a guinea pig. "I'm going home," he said. "What's your name?" "My name is Maxwell," he said.
Maxwell,"
said Penelope. "Penelope," said Maxwell.
It has
been so long since we met," said Penelope. "What? Do you know each other?" said Bijou. "Yes," said Penelope. "Maxwell is my brother," said Penelope. "So where is your home?" Penelope. I thought you knew, said Max. At your house, where they sold me, isn't a very nice place, said Max. I want to stay with you. So why are you going to England? Because, said Max, because our real owners went to England.
Okay. No, Daddy's there looking after them now.
So we're going, said Beezy. Oh, can I come? Said Maxwell. Please. Okay. Said Penelope. So they went, but they didn't know that they were being followed by a cat. Oh, so there's three brave heroes on the loose, said the cat. They passed a farm where the cat lived. The farmer saw the cat and went to get the cat. The three guinea pigs thought he was going to get them, but then they realized the cat that was going to eat them. So they continued. A big black cat appeared out of nowhere and started running after them. Not another cat, said Beezoo. It had a big bouncy tail. They soon came to a dead end. What are we going to do? Said Penelope. Let's run across the beach, said Beezy. No, said Max. Well, do you see that boat sailing to England? Let's get on it, said Max. I don't know, said a guinea pig girl. Look, the cat has that balancy tail. If we wait for the cat to get closer, we will get on the boat and shiver away and we'll jump
on.
Mommy, I don't understand here.
And we'll jump on full.
Wait.
On full the.
Wait. Look, the cat.
Come on. Sit down.
Where?
And we'll jump on.
And hold at the other side, and we'll be safe. Now wait, she said. You know cats don't like water. better.
Like getting
wet, she said. It's getting closer. When I say go, one, two, on your mark, get set, go, she said. They ran and ran and ran into the boat. When they got to the boat, they started rowing. The cat jumped, and it did end up at the other side. The other side of the boat.
Not the water, isn't it?
Of the water.
It?
Well, it swam out of the water. It swam out. Swam out all fast. would have just told me, said Penelope. What's going on back there, said Max. No, did you just got scratched, said Penelope. Oh, I feel seasick, said Daisy. Come out of there, sir. Then you'll feel better, said Penelope. So she came out and she did feel better. Oh, this is so beautiful, said Daisy. I told you that you would feel better if you came out, said Bijou. You were totally right, said Bijou. Look at that whale, said Max.
Maxwell.
That's not a whale, that's a shark, said Bijou. Now, Bijou, we're going to die for sure, said Penelope. It's my fault this happened, so throw me into the water, said Bijou. We would never do such things, said Max. Then I'll jump into the water, said Bijou.
And she jumped.
I reckon you should.
You should call
the Powerpuff guinea pigs. They can fly in balloons and
they are super
strong. I have a super alarm.
She
heard that I could call them, said Peppa. Call them, please, said Penelope. So she did. They picked up the super alarm. Hello, what's the problem, they said. A shark, Peppa said. We're on our way, Peppa, they said, and after a few minutes, there they were in the sky. There they are, said Peppa. Here, get our balloons. Let's go. One of them said. They went to took Bijou out of the water. Me.
Who are those
guinea pigs? said Bijou. They are the Powerpuff guinea pigs. They get to save you, said Peppa. What are their names, Peppa?
You see,
said Bijou. Then,
okay, keep going.
Their names are Hamtaro, Tashmina, and Sandy. We love going back.
Dad Pepper! Well, Mummy.
Well,
Dad.
And
Tasmina and Sandy were fighting.
Fighting? Yeah. Okay.
Fighting.
Maggie.
Open up and you are there.
after so long. Of course you can't speak, said Alex. But where did these other guinea pigs came from, said Alex. Well, I'll name this guinea pig Pepper, and this one Hantaro, and this one Tasmina, and this last one I'm going to name.
Let me think.
Kathy, what do we think that we can name this girl guinea pig? Let me think.
I've almost finished the story.
Tonight,
okay. And Bijou, what have you got to say?
Hey?